Hi, and welcome to the football chat room. We'll start this episode by telling you that England won 7-0. Now they play against North Macedonia. In that game, funny, Trent Alexander-Arnold played as a full midfielder. Like, he was in a midfield three. Started out with Declan Rice and Jordan Henderson. England won that game 7-0. Bukayo Saka getting his first career hat-trick. Harry Kane got 2 goals in
that
game.
That was really his first hat-trick.
Yeah, his first career hat-trick. His first senior hat-trick. Harry Kane got a brace in that game. Marcus Rashford and Calvin Phillips, the other scorers. On that note, we welcome you to this episode. As always, I have Precious with me. Good evening, Precious.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, glad to be on today's episode. Now, to note, Arnold has played, he has played 90 minutes in the last two games for England, and he has played in midfield. Right, the game against Malta where he played in midfield, he got a goal, right, and then he played in midfield tonight also. That might be saying something for Liverpool in next season, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's been basically playing. Now we know that Klopp does not usually play inverted fullbacks, but yeah, Arnold has been playing as an inverted right back for a while for Liverpool as well.
Yeah, I think it's been like a long time to come in, you know, that kind of thing that, you know, everyone has been saying it, and he has just refused to do it, and it makes the most sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, having him play, like, in this deep-lying playmaker role, you know, I think he would do it very well. Excellent passing range, and in good positions, he has, like, a shot on him, you know, like, from distance. So, I think that's the best place for him, and he does not have to defend 1v1 a lot. When he plays in that position. So I think it's really good. It's really good for him, right? And it's a good look. So
anyway, talking about
England and thrashing small teams.
5-6.
Like, we are lucky Maguire did not score today. As United fans, we are so grateful to North Macedonia for stopping Maguire.
Anyway,
the unstoppable Harry.
Stay with Liverpool a moment. Liverpool have gotten Alexis McAllister. Yeah, that's one signing. Now I want us to look at this. Trent could be moved into midfield next season. This will mean Liverpool signing another right back. That's one option. That will mean Liverpool are targeting two more midfielders. We are hearing Kefan Thuram and Manu Kone, yeah. But if Trent is moving into midfield, that would solve their midfield problem for a while. That also lots of problems. But that would also mean signing a new right back. What do you predict will happen with Liverpool this transfer window?
I don't think, like, regardless of the overwhelming evidence we have in front of us, that maybe Arnold could play midfield next season.
He doesn't have the legs.
I think, not just that, I don't think it's something that, like, that club would still do. Right? It takes legs to also play fullback, right? Especially as an attacking fullback. You have to
That's
go
why.
Up and down.
I get that he can attack beautifully, even in me, but my problem is Liverpool are a physical side. Yeah, and Liverpool's midfield, I mean, the reason we already emphasized on this podcast, the reason why they've been struggling in midfield is because they're not replaced Jorginho Wijnaldum. Liverpool are a physical side. I don't know if Trent can play with that high tempo for a full season in midfield.
Yeah, the good thing is that he wouldn't have to, right? I don't have too much love for Liverpool, but I admire the way that they played for a while, right? Especially that the side that won the Champions League and the league, right? With Mane and all that. So, I feel like if he plays with two other strong midfielders, right, I think he would be okay, right? And then, to go back to what I was trying to say earlier, I don't think he goes into midfield still, right? right? Because Liverpool are not in the market for a right back, right? There's been no indication that Liverpool are looking to buy a right back, right? I think somebody that would fit their style perfectly would be Frimpong, right? Jeremy Frimpong would be perfect, match made in heaven for Liverpool, right? But I've not seen any links. I don't know if you have, but I've not heard anything about.
No, I've seen links to Bayern Munich for Frimpong. And talking about Bayern, Bayern have almost got the deal for Kim Min-jae over the line. Now, reports coming out today suggest that United will have to sell a centre back to buy a centre back, which means if we don't make any sales, we will go into next season with Lisandro Martinez and Varane being our starting centre backs, and Harry Maguire and Lisandro and Victor Lindelof being backups. And I've watched Kim Min-jae and I feel he's someone we should be jumping around. We talk about how, no offense, I think I said this today, Harry Maguire cannot do anything in the first phase except pass. And there is someone who is Lisandro Martinez but less aggressive, and we're letting him go to Bayern.
Yeah. And it's not just that he can't pass. I don't think he can. He cannot defend in a side that wants to play aggressively, right? And I know that most of what is happening to him right now is a severe lack of confidence,
mm-hmm.
right? And then players basically targeting him, right? Because we say he's very slow, but at some point this season, Newcastle were the best defense in the league, and they don't have quick centre backs, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like he has lost the confidence to play for Man United, right? And generally, I think it was always a myth, right, that Maguire was good playing out from the back, because I think Lindelof is 10 times better than Maguire in the first phase, right? Lindelof can play that ball over the top. We've seen it so many times. Him playing that ball to Rashford, you get starting an attack from
the back. He has had 4 assists from those.
Okay. So that alone tells you how dominant Lindelof is as a ball playing defender. Right. Maguire, on the other hand, he takes more than passing ability, right, to play out. You need awareness. He's not aware of his surroundings, and I don't know. He's just not. I feel like Kim Min-jae would have been excellent, you get, for an aggressive style. You get, like, you could even play. I know that Ten Hag loves to play like a left foot on the left, right? But we've also seen Kim Min-jae play on the left for Napoli, right? On the left side of defense. So, in some games where, I don't know, probably Lisandro Martinez is not available for whatever reason, or you want to try something else, right? You could play Kim Min-jae and Varane. Imagine that partnership, bro. Like, Kim Min-jae and Varane. So,
but there's now you've mentioned Varane, there's another conversation entirely. If Kim Min-jae were to come in, but on the off chance that he comes into the club, will he sit on the bench?
They would compete for places, bro. Like, and you know Lisandro Martinez can play left back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many. You just need good players, right? You need to be able to field a good team. Right, and that is why Pep has won the league this season, right? Because even when he takes out, okay, imagine taking out John Stones and you're bringing on Laporte, right? Like, just it's not that ridiculous, bro. Like, you take off Ruben Diaz and you have Akanji, right? There's like just a whole lot of players that can give you the same quality without drop-offs. And you know we suffered last season because at some point, you take off somebody and the person you're bringing in, you get, is not good enough. Nowhere near the level of the person that you're taking out. And we lost games because of that. Right? I think last season we suffered the most because of that. Like, I think in the midfield area.
Yeah, Casemiro missing 8 games through suspension. It's games, man. Crazy. Anyway, we're 10 minutes in. The content of this episode, like we promised last week, we will tell you the journalists that we trust, and in general, you can go into the transfer window trusting. So we'll start at the very top. David Ornstein for The Athletic. David Ornstein writes, I mean, he writes about the whole world right now. But at some point, it was Tottenham and then Arsenal. But yeah, he gets transfer news from all around the world. So that's beautiful. Of course, there's Fabrizio Romano. Usually, The Athletic are a very reliable outlet. So if there is any journalist that has The Athletic in their profile, you can trust that journalist. Some journalists for The Athletic, Laurie Whitwell covers Manchester United for The Athletic. Now, I don't know the other names, to be quite frank, but if you see a post, and usually you just have to research, it's not a lot of hard work. Click on the person's profile. If the person has The Athletic at The Athletic FC on their profile, they are probably reliable, because of course they're writing for a very reliable outlet, a very interesting outlet as well. So there's that. Some other journalists, there's Paul Ballos. I think Paul Ballos works with Barcelona, but I'm not quite sure. Who else is there? Anyway, moving on from The Athletic, very reliable outlet. There's Rob Dawson. Rob Dawson is the Manchester correspondent for ESPN, which means he covers both Manchester United and Manchester City for ESPN. There's, of course, Mark Odgen, ESPN as well. Alex Shaw works for The Telegraph now, so he's no more with ESPN. Who else works for ESPN? There's James Olley, reliable as well. Precious, did you leave?
I don't know why it keeps me out for a bit.
Anyway, there's James Olley for ESPN. And of course, ESPN are also a reliable outlet. Outlets you can trust. I trust Mike Keegan, but I don't think he does transfer news. He's been very vocal about the takeover and very reliable as well. So there's Mike Keegan. He works for the Daily Mail. Sticking with the Daily Mail, there's Jack Guahan. Jack Guahan covers Manchester City exclusively. He is also very reliable. There's Sammy Mockbell. I think he's the Northern correspondent, so he covers Arsenal. There's Chris Wheeler, but I don't know. He covers Manchester United. I don't know if he covers only Manchester United, but I think most of all is with Manchester United. I'm sorry, this is United centered, but we'll give you outlets you can trust. I've mentioned two so far, ESPN and The Athletic. There is Samuel Lockhurst. Lockhurst covers United for the Manchester Evening News. There's Richard Fay for Manchester United. Manchester Evening News as well. And yeah, so there's that. Now moving on to other general journalists. There's Santi Auna. That's on Twitter, Santi, Santi, _J_FM. Very reliable. Now, some notable deals. I think he broke, funnily, Valt Vegas to Manchester United. So there's that. Of course, there is the boss himself, Gianluca Di Marzio. And an exclusive from David Ornstein, I'm just saying it right now. Arsenal want to sign Julian Timber. Yeah. Arsenal have made a bid worth 30 million, but Ajax wants 50 million. So there's that. Arsenal wants to sign Julian Timber. I talked about Gianluca Di Marzio. There's Santi Auna. Who else is there? Which other journalist? So, Futo Mercato are also a reliable outlet. The Timber news is big. Anyway, yeah,
Futo Mercato. Yeah, it's quite reliable. Big, because I think it makes sense.
Okay, why?
They already played with Ben White at right back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think Timber is in that same mode.
Yeah.
I think he's better than Ben White.
I think your son has a problem though. I think I can hear echoes. All right. Just to stay with Julian Timber. Fans seem I don't know. But do you have a problem with him joining Arsenal?
I think he's a very good player. I'm worried that he will make Arsenal a way better side than they are now. Right? Like, how do I put this into perspective? I don't know if you noticed what Arteta was trying to do with Arsenal, right? I mentioned that the inverted fullback thing that that works for Pep this season, right, was actually Arteta's plan this season, right? Because Arteta already played with three actual centre backs and Zinchenko also inverted, right? So that was basically like the kind of structure that Pep won the league with. Right now, Timber is a much better version of Ben White. I think he's quicker and he's better on the ball, right? So I think that would make Arsenal a better side.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely make them a better side, but from a perspective that you're a United fan, I mean, I've seen people on Twitter.
Yeah, that's worrying, of course. Now, is that not worrying?
No, I mean, it's worrying. Yeah. All right, yeah. But Timber plays for Ajax and he wants a better move. United. Now, I'm saying this because fans want Timber to join United, and he's not what we need at the moment. And I don't see why people don't.
You know why United fans are worried. I don't know why you can't see this, right? If Arsenal was signing Timber and we're signing Kimmich, right? You have nothing to worry about, because United fans are worried because other teams are making moves to improve their side. You get generally, and United is tied up in the market, right? If the Glazers are not going to leave yet, they should give us funds. You cannot just finesse your, when it gets to August now, they start looking for who to buy.
Look for scraps.
Yeah, and all the players are out of the market, right? At that point, now we see Caicedo is probably going to go to Chelsea. Like, all the good players on the market right now are agreeing personal terms. You get, and very close to getting deals done, right? Down to even like Ugarte, like earlier in the window. Like, so many players have moved already. You get, PSG is doing their business very early, secured even Asensio, right? And in the Premier League, Arsenal is looking at Rice. Imagine Arsenal with Rice and Timber, right? And we are there still chasing Mount, like 1 year contract fans for 50 million, right? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, that is why United fans are worried, right? Because you know that these people, they were a better team than us last season. And here they are strengthening their side early in the transfer window, right? And we are still running after Mount. You get, Mount does not make a difference. You get, from the side that we had last season and the side with Mount in it, you cannot say, okay, finally, you know, we have what we were missing last season. You get, it doesn't make any sense. It makes absolutely no sense. You know, the one thing that we needed is striker. No talk about it. No bids have been made for any strikers. You get, the ones that are the club, no conversation about selling them, right? At this point, Martial should be starting pre-season in his new club. You get, like, do you understand? Like, even if we're not sure of who we're buying, we should be sure of who we're selling, right? We need a striker. Martial should have been gone by now. Like, ending of the season, we should have been told, this season, you're not playing for us. That bro is on 200k salary, 200k a week.
250, salary. Actually.
I'd be 250, okay, 250, right? And he's still at the club, like, even Maguire, nothing. We are still hearing that there will be talks that will be held. Like,
anyway,
do you understand?
Let's move on, yeah, because we don't dwell on this. We want to stick with journalists now. There is Fabrice Hawkins. Fabrice Hawkins works for what's it called now? RMC Sport, I think. Yeah, also reliable. And for Barcelona, of course, there is Mundo Deportivo. For Spanish news, actually. There is Jose Felix Diaz, Spanish news. There is, of course, the one and only. It's very dramatic journalist.
Gerard Pero.
Are there any other journals I'm missing? I've mentioned Gianluca Di Masio. There is Niza Kinsella. I don't know the outlet he works for. For the Telegraph, there is James Docker. James Docker covers, I think, Manchester clubs as well for the Telegraph. There is Matt Law. Matt Law covers Chelsea. Who else is there for the Telegraph? But yeah, Telegraph are also a reliable outlet for English news. And of course, the BBC, definitely reliable. There is Simon Stone. Simon Stone covers Manchester clubs. Now, this is crazy because I still have a lot of the journalists in my head and I don't know where they all went to. But just let's keep talking and then I'll get that list. So, yeah, Manchester United. Now, I have said... while it hurts to see clubs making all of these moves, we have to understand that. And I think I told you that the Glazers will ruin this club till they are gone, even if it's going to take this transfer window from us. And it's sad to see. But I think it is what it is. I mean, I don't know how to say this without sounding like I don't have empathy. Yeah, but to be quite honest, it is what it is. So yeah, that's what I think. Now, I feel Jurrien Timber is a good player. He's going to Arsenal. You can be angry, yeah. Just like if when City signed Erling Haaland, we knew we're all in trouble. Yeah. Not like I'm comparing Haaland to Timber or the effect that these signings will have. But while it hurts, I'm just saying that these guys, now, United are not even in the market for a centre-back because, of course, Kim Min-jae has a release clause of £43 million or even less. So, come on. Like, and that's the best CB on the market currently. So, anyway, that's what I feel. Yeah, so, Precious, what do you think? Precious. Okay.
Yeah, go. I think I already said what I thought about the whole team, right? I think The biggest issue is that Arsenal are buying a good player and we are not buying anybody. Arsenal are about to get Rice, right? Because Rice wants to play in London, right? And they're getting Rice, they're getting Timber. Then we just might be here and Arsenal will buy Harry Kane. Right?
Anyway, Marcus Rashford is close to renew his contract with Manchester United.
And before you continue, right, the annoying thing is that most of these players want to come to United. You get? So, I'm tired of playing against players that wanted to play for United. You get?
Yeah, like, Fabinho literally begged to come to the club.
Yeah, like, and it's not just him. You get? And these players, they don't pity us when we have to play against them. Yeah, the players like with extra determination. I'm just tired of it. We saw Gakpo started that 7-0. Like it started all because of Gakpo, right? And Gakpo literally begged to come to United, right? Yeah. When he was at the World Cup, he begged, and he was not signed, right? And like people will say, okay, Price Ten Hag, you not want him, right? But there was no money in January. There was none. There was no money made available in January. And then I said that at the end of the season, that he was not back in January and resultantly that, you know, we would need players over the summer to compete, right? And that has not been the case, right? We can't have all these players like, okay, we have Højlund, right, at this point now. Basically saying, like, following all the United squad, right? And basically begging for this move. And
do you want to know my thoughts on Højlund?
What are your thoughts? If you're saying, do you want to know, I think they must not be very good thoughts.
He's not good enough. Now,
I don't think he should be bought as the main striker.
Starter. Yeah, Yeah, I mean, the original plan was get. I mean, I think what Ten Hag wanted was get
Harry Kane. I think he can be an impact substitution.
And then right? And then an understudy to take over from Harry Kane after about 3-4 years, after Harry Kane must have gotten old. But yeah, but both clubs are being very unreasonable. Both Spurs and Atlanta. Atlanta wants that 100 million euros for Haaland. Haaland had 8 league goals last season. Struggled to bench Jivan Zapata. But anyway, it is what it is. And Spurs is another thing entirely. Anyway, let's move on to the journalists. Now, I've mentioned Fabrizio Romano. I've mentioned Simon Stone, David Ornstein. There is Paul Joyce. Paul Joyce covers Liverpool. There is Howard Nurse. Howard Nurse covers Manchester United. And he does not read a lot here. But yeah, he's pretty reliable. Of course, there's Romeo Agresti. He covers news in Italy, more like Juventus. There is Alfredo Pedula, also Italian news. There's Craig Norwood. Now, Craig Norwood is I'm not calling him a journalist. I think he's a photographer, but he's very close to Manchester United and has really good sources. So when Craig Norwood tweets a thing, it's probably very reliable. There's James Pearce, Liverpool. You could go into transfer the trust in him. Of course, there's for French news, there's L'Equipe. Now L'Equipe has brought some nonsense news, saying that United were a step away from signing Neymar, and also a step away from signing Axel Disasi. Alex, what's his name now? I think it's Alex or Axel. Anyway, Disasi. But yeah, I think you can trust them to some extent. Of course, there is Sky Sports, very reliable as well, and I will just stick with Sky Sports. Now, there is Kai Cave. I don't know why I have not let his surname to you now, but Cave, oh, I don't know his other name, I'm so sorry. But yeah, his Twitter handle is at Sky Cave. I think he is the head reporter for Sky Sports. Yeah, head of news for Sky Sports Football. There is Sky Sports Set. Their names are really hard to pronounce, so I don't want to go around embarrassing myself and filling people's names. So yeah, his Twitter handle is Sky Sports Set. We've talked about RMC. You could trust Le Parisien for French news. And of course, what's it called now? It was in my head right now. Record Portugal for Portuguese news. Just a bit. ESPN, we've mentioned ESPN, Manchester Evening News for Manchester United and Manchester City, Manchester clubs in general. They are journalists, and you know, some of these pages can be aggregated. I think even Sky Sports does is where they get transfer news from all of the sources and bring them, and then they talk about them. But yeah, usually now what you would see is you would see that if it is their own report, for example, yeah, let's say ESPN. Now you will see ESPN say. Hypothetically, Kylian Mbappe will move to Real Madrid this summer. Sources have told ESPN. Now, that's an ESPN news. Now, ESPN does not do aggregations. Now, Sky Sports does. So, for example, you could see Mbappe has agreed to join Real Madrid this summer. Sky Sports sources understand. Or just the article, just the headline and the link to read the article. Now, if you see a story and on the link you see paper talk, you know, it's not from Sky Sports now, for example. Or when you see a story and there are quotation marks before the headline, before the key headline. So say, for example, you could see a story, Marcus Rashford agrees a new deal with United worth 375k a week. Now, if you see that in quotation marks, the story is not from, for example, Sky Sports here. So that's how to distinguish. And so just so you don't go around that saying, oh, Sky Sports reported this and they're unreliable and all of that stuff. So there is a clear distinction between when Sky Sports reports or when an outlet we've listed as reliable reports and when they use quotation marks, try to aggregate news from all of that sources across the web. We've not talked about the Times. The Times are also reliable. Talk Sports, for some reason, pretty reliable. Oh, that's new. Anyway, and the meeting writes for Apple News. Yeah. And The Athletic. I think he's also freelance, but yeah, he's also pretty reliable. And I think that's a lot of journals. I don't know how many I've listed again, but I'm still going to look through if I can see some in my head. And that's, I don't want this episode to drag. Let's see. Just hold on a bit. Pity me. Okay. So Maka is reliable. Maka is an outlet in Spain. They are also pretty reliable. We've talked about the Athletic. That's about journalists. Can go into the transfer window trusting. Now I want us to round off this episode by talking about
some transfer. We should talk about Jurrien Timber
to Arsenal. It's not yet. Now, Precious, we were talking before this episode and we said this Saudi guy is Kai Ibrahim Kongo. They want to sweep out everything from every league.
Yeah, and there's no FFP.
There's no FFP to hold there.
Anyway. I feel like they are trying to, I don't know, bring attention to the league. And I think the Chinese Super League tried this approach.
Yeah, at some point.
The
thing with Saudi Arabia is there's no limit to how much they have.
Yes. Actually, they could just, at least I think the league would be a bit more. And the funny thing is that it is the league that is helping the clubs get these players.
Yeah,
they came to the top teams and shared money for them. Like, go and just buy whoever you may, whoever you may attract. You get, and it's as if they are sharing the star players. You get, okay, Al-Nassr, you already have Ronaldo. Okay, Kante, you go to Al-Ittihad. Okay, you have Kante. Okay, we go to, I don't know, you're just sharing the whole thing. Al-Hilal, you go to Al-Hilal, right? You go here, you go here. Like, it's crazy, bro. Love it for them.
Yeah, anyway, at for some
my,
transfer
my news, goat will have company.
For some transfer news, Saudi Arabia wants to sign Bernardo Silva. Now,
Bernardo Silva?
Yes, and do you know the funny thing?
When did this happen?
Today. It's funny, yeah, because we just see there are offers for Bernardo Silva from the Saudi League. We don't know the club.
Yes. It's as if when you accept the offer, they assign a club to you.
Yes. Anyway, Al-Ittihad wants to sign Hyung Min Son.
What? Crazy. Where are you getting this news from?
It's crazy what these guys are doing. Of course, we know that Edward Mendy is really close to agreeing to join a club in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia also came for Romelu Lukaku, but Lukaku has outrightly rejected him to Saudi Arabia. Lukaku is interested in staying in Europe. Anyway, Bournemouth sacked their manager and got a new manager today. The new manager's name is me and names. I hope I don't kill this guy. Okay. Adoni Iraola. Okay, yeah. I did not kill his name. Anyway, so
why did they even sack their coach? Like, that kept them up.
Yeah, Gary Renner did not have a very great record. I think he won 10 games and lost 28.
Well, he kept them in the league.
Celtic have employed Brendan Rodgers. Rodgers left Liverpool. Bayern Munich wants Kyle Walker, but Pep Guardiola is working hard to extend his contract at City. Sticking with City, today Pep had the presser, or Pep talked with the press today, and Pep basically said there is a likelihood that Ilkay Gundogan leaves the club and joins Barcelona. So yeah, Thomas Partey as well could leave Arsenal this summer. Transfer is really crazy. Real Madrid have signed Joselu, I would say. I don't know. Do you think that deal makes sense, Precious?
I think he's going to be a backup. He even took a wage cut, so he's going to be a backup player.
Okay, Ruben Neves, you've talked about it. Ruben Neves is going to Al Hilal. Yeah. Ruben Neves is going to Al Hilal. Saudi Arabia commit for everything that comes their way. I think there's more to it, but as the transfer window moves on, we will update you. United want to make another offer for Mason Mount worth £50 million. Now, I think if you offer that money for Mason Mount and Chelsea don't agree, I think we should move on from that deal.
I don't think we should be looking at Mason Mount. I feel like there are other players that we need.
Anyway, Spurs have signed Dejan Kulusevski for.
They are looking for £2 million. They are looking for £2 million for Eric Bailly.
Jesus, wow.
£2 million. We are looking, the past 9 years, the most lucrative transfer that we've had is Daniel James.
It's crazy.
That we sold to Leeds. And Leeds now sold him to Fulham.
Yeah, I just remembered there's another reliable journalist. His name is Lawrence Julians. Yeah. He works for ESPN as well. I think that's our package. With subsequent episodes, we will release transfer news as they come in. Thank you for listening and do join in next episode. And of course, we have social media so you can always interact. Tag us if you feel there's a conversation we need to be in. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, guys.